What's going on up there in Canada?
Nobody knows.
What's there to do in Canada?
Nobody knows.
What kind of folks live in Canada?
Nobody
what kind
knows.
Of animals and plants they got? Do they eat at similar
nobody
restaurants?
Knows.
Are all their cops the Mountie cops? Are there any good vacation
nobody
spots
knows.
For these and other questions? Tune in to John and Stefan's Canadian Education Program for Foreign Podcasters.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another bonus edition of Blocked Party. This is episode 3 of the Canadian Education Program for Foreign Podcasters. Thank you, first of all, to Lydia Burrell, our great friend, or I guess he's going by Howell Dottie now because he's got Howell Dottie's Fast Track. He's a man of many aliases.
He is, yeah.
But he made a great new theme for this recurring bonus episode. I always said recurring segment, but this isn't really a segment. It's a whole show.
But the show can be a segment.
A show can be a segment.
The show
is technically a segment of our podcast.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. But there are segments within the show also.
Yeah. So that's the problem. Like this show has its own segments.
That's fine though.
So you're saying that you can have,
a segment can have a segment.
Yeah, that's true. Do you call it something different than a segment, though, if it's a segment of a segment? Is it like a...
Segment 2?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's excellent. So when we get to the Canadian quiz at the end of the episode, that'll be segment 2.
Well, that'll be segment 3. This is segment 2.
No, see, I thought this was a segment of our regular show.
It is.
Yeah, so you don't have to call it segment 2, because it's a segment of Block Party.
Yeah, but the stuff before the quiz is still a segment, right?
Oh, so you're saying, yeah, so then the show itself
would be segments. There's two segments within this.
Yeah, yeah. So, but the show itself is a segment of Block Party, but then this, what we're doing right now, is segment 2.
Yes.
Because it's a segment of the segment of
That's
Block
right.
Party, and then the final
is segment
3. Segment
3, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm with it, and everyone else is. And speaking of a man who has many aliases, he is a past guest of the program, a great friend of ours. Derek is here. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Derek.
Hey.
What's going on?
You know. I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah, you're here. You're here in person.
That's not a genuine question, so I can't respond.
Was that a
to
good
it.
Intro, though? Did he do a good job?
The intro was great, but then when you say what's going on, I'm just going to say, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Also, we already have kind of said what we've exchanged pleasantries earlier.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't
I wasn't just airdropped in
I could have been like, you know, you may have seen him on Adult Swim,
right.
Musician.
No,
you
I don't
know,
care.
I could have thrown that
no,
in
no,
there.
No,
you don't promote your music either anymore?
I'm just a guy.
Just a guy.
Just some guy.
I'm a wanderer.
You know,
sometimes I do things, sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
You can't pigeonhole me into a box.
Yeah.
Yeah, I respect that.
Well,
yeah. It's a bird box. That's
except
a thing,
for
right?
the things I already said, like American. And,
sure. Yeah, yeah. You're American.
Wanderer. I'm in the wanderer box.
You're a wanderer.
Yeah.
You're in Vancouver right now, which is
I'm
sort
in
of
Vancouver.
A box,
I'm wearing shorts.
You're wearing shorts. We're all wearing shorts.
Well,
wait, Dan, you're
wearing
shorts.
Are you not a shorts guy usually?
Yeah.
I've been forced into the box of wearing shorts because
yeah.
it's.
I'm in the same.
Are we going to talk about it? We're going to talk about how hot it is.
Well, I think we need to because what we're reviewing on this episode sort of it kind of goes hand in hand with like the temperatures we're dealing with right now, right? Like it's very hot right now. It's very very hot right now.
Yeah, we're in the middle of a heat wave here in Vancouver, Derek. You know, you're a guy. We've had you on the show 3 times, and 2 of them have actually been in person. Because your partner lives here in Vancouver.
That's right.
So it's nice. You come up and visit, and then we get to have you as
an
in-studio guest.
It's wonderful, yeah.
It's great.
That's why I started dating her.
I knew it. Did you, because you originally, you just met her, you were just visiting Vancouver for like no reason really, right? You were just kind of up here?
Yes, for no reason.
Yeah, just kind of like
wandering.
Like tourism. You were wandering.
With our friends Olga and Zeke.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fellow wanderers.
Oh, they're wanderers too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. And so you're wandering with them, and then you met your girlfriend, and now you can't really say you're wandering here anymore because, you know.
Oh, I just wandered right over here.
Yeah. Well, you wandered here, specifically to the studio.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's right.
So we thought we would have to, you know, you are American. We thought we'd have to bring you on. Are you from California originally?
No, I'm from Southern Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're south enough that, you know, people already know because the episode is called this, but today we're actually talking about poutine.
Yes.
Because we were able to, normally we do some sort of like Canadian, like pop culture product, but because you're here, we were actually able to like give you Canadian food, poutine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So Illinois, my point is Illinois is far enough south. There's not going to be a poutine culture because some American states do like a poutine.
I feel like Minnesota probably.
Yeah.
Right.
Minnesota, Vermont.
Yeah.
Maine, you know, that sort of Quebecish area.
When I was a kid, there were a couple times when I had something called disco fries. I don't know if you know about this.
I've heard of disco fries.
What are disco fries?
Explain it.
Disco fries are, it's not like poutine. It's real nasty. But you know, it's like it's like cold fries covered in a gravy, not a good gravy. And for some reason, when I had it, it was served on a piece of white bread.
What?
So white bread, fries, and then...
And cold fries?
They didn't have to be cold, but they were. They were cold.
It is, so according to Wikipedia, it is the Jersey version of Canada's poutine. It's just simply gravy and cheese fries. However, you may find them topped with a cheddar cheese sauce, melted Gruyere, a beef gravy, or a chicken gravy.
Okay.
Sure. So I had the Southern Illinois version of the Jersey version of poutine as a kid, and it was nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happens a lot, and this is like, pardon me, this is what gets Canadians kind of pissed off, is Americans will say it's poutine, but it's just fries, gravy, and then like shredded mozzarella or something.
It has to be cheese curds.
It's got to be cheese curds. I mean, that's the thing that makes it poutine. Yeah. But
no,
so,
I would call it cheese fries.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
And then the disco is the gravy in this sense. So that's the difference between cheese fries and cheese fries.
I mean, it's
gravy.
Just like, I mean, you guys know chili cheese fries.
Yeah. Or
asada fries in Southern California. Yeah. And that's not the same. No one would be like, oh, that's poutine.
Yeah.
Or they shouldn't. They should not. They should be stopped from saying that.
Yeah.
I agree completely. So I was doing some research. I don't know much about poutine. And we know it comes from Quebec.
Yes.
Our French neighbors are, well, they're part of our country, but
they're a segment of the country.
Yeah, they are.
They are a separatist group.
Some of them are, that's for sure. One thing I do like about poutine, and this for some reason feels very French to me, is that there's no consensus over who created it. So it's only been around since the late 1950s. Feels like it'd be older than that.
Really?
Yeah, it was created in the Centre du Québec area in the 1950s.
Okay.
Several restaurants in the area
Is that area just the center of Quebec?
Yeah.
Okay. That's like a pretty big area.
No, it's a region of Quebec. So it's
it's a region. It's like, a huge region, though.
Yeah,
it's the center.
Well, it's Drummondville, Victoriaville, and Bécancour.
Okay. Is it in the center, would you say?
Center-ish, east center.
Okay. Is there an origin story? Is it like there was a guy who had a bunch of gravy, and then there was his friend who had a bunch of fries?
Like, quite literally almost that.
Yeah.
So
they crashed their cars into each other.
Yeah. So the guy who claims that he's the guy who did it originally, Fernand Lachance of Le Café Ideal, is said to have exclaimed in 1957, "Ça va faire une maudite poutine. It will make a damn mess." That's what poutine means, mess.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he said that when he was asked by a regular to put a handful of cheese curds in a takeout bag of French fries.
So the regular invented it. He didn't invent
it. So the regular was like, hey, put cheese curds on here. And then he was like, fuck, maybe this tastes good. And then he started putting it on the menu in 1957. He served it on a plate. And then beginning in 1962, added hot gravy to keep it warm.
Okay.
Then in Drummondville at Le Roy Giuseppe, it's a drive-in restaurant that served French fries with gravy, and then some customers would add a side order of cheese curds. Owner Jean-Paul Roy began serving the combination in 1958 and added it to the menu in 1964 as fromage patate sauce. But then it was felt to be too long, and it was later changed to poutine for a cook named Tipu and a slang word for pudding. And the restaurant displays a copyright registration certificate issued by the Canadian Intellectual Property Office, which alludes to Wa having invented poutine. But then there's also a restaurant called La Petite Vache.
There's a third one?
Yeah, La Petite Vache, which means the little cow, where customers would mix cheese curds with their fries, and then that was later added to the menu. And then one option included gravy and was called the Mixed.
I don't like this ambiguity.
I know, right?
They should be, take this to court, figure this out.
I agree. Honestly, I agree completely.
I'm on board with the first one, because I like the idea of poutine being just like a mess. You know, I think that to me is the best origin story. I think
that one's fine. It has a beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah.
I don't like the one where it's like it was named after pudding?
Tipu, which and a slang word for pudding.
That's gross, because it shouldn't taste like pudding.
No, exactly.
If it tastes like pudding, that guy fucked up.
Yeah.
He made something else.
I agree completely. Mm-hmm. So then apparently it became popular in Quebec. And it was only popular in Quebec because you have to have access to cheese curds. And back then you couldn't transport cheese curds like across the country. Even in Quebec, it stated it was pretty much only in Quebec's dairy region. And then in 1969, it was brought to Quebec City by a food truck. And then in the 1970s, La Banquise began serving it, which is still a famous place in Montreal that serves poutine. So
wow.
So that's the backstory.
Okay. Right. They had it at Woodstock, 1969.
Yes, that's where the French people who went to Woodstock 69 brought some down, just like us. They had an experience of being a very hot day.
Jimi Hendrix scooped up some poutine with his guitar and ate it off the strings.
Yes,
that's what a lot of people weren't sure what was happening when he was playing the national anthem with his teeth.
Yeah.
That was actually, he was eating poutine.
He just happened to play the national anthem, but he was eating poutine.
Yeah, exactly. You're so right. Yeah. So that's the whole thing. Definitely, like Stefan said, the whole thing is the curds. I mean, that's really
the key. That's the key of the poutine.
Got to have the fresh curds. Derek, now we sampled some poutine today. Was this your first time having poutine today?
It was my first time having it today, yes.
That's good. That's probably for the best, yeah.
No, but I've had poutine in Vancouver before.
Okay.
And it was also good.
Yeah.
But I haven't had it since my last visit up here.
Okay. Right. So you hadn't had it before you wandered up here?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Okay. And so last time, you were here the beginning of last year-ish?
Yeah. Like right when the pandemic was popping off.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I didn't even have it that time. I had the time before that.
Right.
Yeah, so whatever.
Where'd you get it from when you...
The same place, actually.
It was the Belgian same place.
It was the same place, but... Yeah. I had forgotten what it tasted like, so it's okay.
So that's good.
I just remembered I liked it, but it was good to have it again.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we went to Belgian fries.
So we went to Belgian fries here in Vancouver, which is, it's Belgian. So it's not like you've mentioned on episodes
before.
What's
that about? Quebecois erasure?
Yes,
it is, basically. It is, yeah.
Like, so there is a place downtown called La Belle Patate, which is a play on the very famous poutine place in Quebec is called La Belle Provence. And it's just like they call it a casse-croûte, which is basically like where you'd get like a dollar slice pizza. They have that, but you can get like hot dogs and poutine, basically. Yeah. And they're open until like 4 a.m.
And it's like a little hole in the wall.
Yeah, just a hole in the wall. And that's the best poutine in Quebec. Like, honestly, I think people, when they go to Quebec, they go to Montreal, they go to Quebec City, they think like, I got to go to some, like, you know, often with traditional cuisine or whatever, you want to go to like a fancy, I got to go to a nice place to get the best version of this local thing. In Quebec, you want to go to like the dingiest location.
Yeah. That makes sense. It's not fancy. It's a mess.
Yes. It is
or
a mess.
Pudding, as I would say.
you're going to piss Canadians off by just calling it pudding, and then people will be like, no,
poutine. I'm going to order pudding.
Yeah. And then they'll be like, no, you mean poutine? And you're like, listen, I've done some research, and it's actually...
This is the origin story.
Yeah, exactly.
But I have an off-topic, partially off-topic question.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you pronounce these French words, John, do you speak French, or are you just...
I'm like semi-fluent. I mean, we grew up taking French in school.
He's smart, too. Like, I took French in school. I've forgotten basically 95% of it. I can say, je m'appelle Stefan.
Yeah. Okay. My name is Stefan.
Jim my apple Stefan.
Yeah. I mean, you
Jim
got
Appel.
It.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Jim Apple.
Yeah.
Jim Apple Derek.
But you know how to you can speak French.
I mean,
basically.
I have a French I still got my French accent a bit from the old days.
Yeah,
but you know
most of the words to it.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's just that when you're saying like one French word in the middle of a sentence, and you're really pronouncing it. I'm not sure if you're just doing it to be authentic or if
I'm doing it to be a dick.
Rubbing in our faces.
No, I'm not. I just think that that's the way that it's pronounced, so that I'm pronouncing it that way.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's all. I'm not like, what I would say though is it's like, it's genuine in a way. Like, I'm not doing that thing where, you know, you'll have friends who are like, Nicaragua or whatever. Like, they don't say Nicaragua. They say that. You know, and you're like, okay, come on. You're not like,
Barcelona.
Yeah. Yes. That's a great. Ibiza. I went to Ibiza.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm not doing that. I mean, I learned, I learned French growing up genuinely. And at one point, I would say I was like semi-fluent. If I go to a restaurant in Quebec, I can order in French and like stuff like that.
I can order poutine in Quebec.
I can't have like well, they'll be mad because you don't say poutine.
Yeah, I say poutine.
Yeah, so they'll start talking to you in English. Like, that's the thing too. Yeah. If you ever go to Quebec, if they don't like your French accent, they'll just start speaking to you in English.
That's perfect for me.
Yeah, so they'll be like,
I won't be speaking French.
Well, they'll just speak English to you if you start speaking English. But like, you go into McDonald's, you could be like, je vais prendre combo numéro 9, and then they'll be like, do you want a Coke with that? Like, they just refuse to. Yeah. They refuse to engage.
That was a very good accent, right?
Thank you, but even that's not good enough.
Really?
They know. They know.
They would still call you up for that.
Oh yeah.
Say it again. Order some McDonald's.
Je vais prendre le combo numéro 9.
And maybe say like the Big Mac, but in French.
Le Gros Mac.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So they call it Le Gros Mac.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
Avec les frites et le coke.
Mm, okay.
A lot of people have told me, like, if you go to Quebec, they're going to be mean to you if you don't, you know, it's just like, but that won't work on me. I won't care.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. They're not like mean. They just will stop. They just won't. You can try and they'll respond to you in English and you can keep responding in French and they will keep responding to you in English.
That's fine.
It's like this weird passive aggressive. Though one thing that
I can be more passive aggressive because what I can do is do Google Translate on my phone, speak French to them. They can respond in English, and then I'll just keep going back to my phone and speaking French, even though I only speak English.
Yeah, that would be great, actually.
Yeah.
Like, really jam them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. One thing that they will do, like, one thing that sucks about Quebec, too, though, is, like, sometimes they just borrow English words for stuff. So, like, I can remember one time I was ordering steak, and I had made it to the steak part. Like, so I had successfully ordered a drink, and mm-hmm. I had ordered the steak meal, and the server was still speaking to me in French. And then he asked me how I wanted my steak cooked, and in French, medium is moyen.
Yeah.
So I said moyen, and then he was like, "Oh, medium." Like, so they just for whatever reason for steak,
it's something else.
If you cook it medium, you don't say moyen; you say medium. So then after that, he refused to speak
hold
French
on,
to me, so
hold
I blew
on.
It.
You ordered a steak medium?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Oof.
You gotta do.
What's going
you gotta
on?
Do rare?
No, you don't.
Medium.
Medium is great.
You
it's
can
perfect.
Do you can do medium rare.
Medium rare, I think, is
no. Medium's great. You get the best of everything.
No, medium rare, you get the best of everything.
No, medium rare is too rare because the
what?
I just don't trust. If you get medium rare, often they'll cook it rare, and I don't want it rare.
You don't want
it.
I
don't think
rare.
You've really had it rare then. Yeah. If that's what you think about medium rare.
Yeah.
You gotta
have it rare. Rare is so good.
No, rare is not good.
Oh, rare is the best.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oof. Although if you do go to Quebec, they serve a lot of raw beef. They love to serve
beef tartare.
Like, tartare, carpaccio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like that stuff or no?
No, I don't.
Really?
I've had
with
it,
like
but
an,
I don't
with like an
it.
Egg, you mix the egg yolk in there.
Yeah, I don't
That's
it's,
good.
It's very good.
I don't like
care
that.
For it
yeah.
too much. Okay, yeah. next episode
yeah.
on my podcast, you guys will come to America and we'll just eat a bunch of raw meat.
That's what people know America for, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a hot day. We should have cooled off with some raw meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the swamp cooler working, would you say?
I doubt it. I don't think it's working.
I mean, I'm...
But it's also that I'm putting it on rotate because I just want to make sure we all get
right.
a little bit of the fan, but probably for it to work, you need just the fan to be...
Directly
through the ice cubes.
Yeah. Oh, well, we tried.
This isn't
know?
A swamp cooler because you're not using a cooler. You're using
right.
a piece of Tupperware and a rotating, like,
and it's
vertical
not, it's
fan.
It's on a chair, yeah. The tower fan does not work for this situation.
Yeah, I think you need a box. A Lasco. You need a boxy.
Well, I've got the Lasco tower fan,
ooh,
right? Which is a great fan, but...
Yeah, but it's a tower fan.
But not great for, I think, our needs right now. Which, you know.
So right.
Yeah.
You guys said it was... this is the hottest day on
yes,
record?
Right now. Right
this
now.
Is
not,
currently
not
the hottest
ever.
Day.
It's like the hottest June 26th.
No. The hottest day in the history of Vancouver is 34 degrees.
What?
Yes.
That seems not right.
I looked it up several times.
I swear to God,
I've
been hotter here.
I know. Well, I think it's probably one of those ones where it's like 34, but it feels like, you know, but like it's 34 degrees right now.
It's hot. I mean, I've got the sweat towel back. I had it for our episode we did earlier.
And it's just
going to
get hotter and hotter.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to get.
I got to play two softball games tomorrow morning outside.
They're going to. Tomorrow, they're going to cancel that.
I don't think they are. I think we're doing
got
it.
Got a note from my American friends here, my comrades. in Vancouver, they don't have AC. Almost no one has AC. So
yeah, that's right.
It's the middle of a heat wave.
Yeah.
You guys are all just fucking sweating like pigs.
Yeah.
Oh,
me included.
Yeah.
I've been sweating like
I think
you
like,
look pretty good. You don't look
you
like
look
you're
great.
Sweating that much at all.
Yeah.
Under my shirt, it's just
just a disaster. Yeah.
Because I think like 20% of places in Vancouver have AC. That's my estimate.
Yeah. I would say it's even
it's
less.
It's probably even less. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really only businesses. Like homes don't have. I mean, I lived in a new build in my last apartment and we did not have AC. Like you'd think that you would, but no.
Yeah. No, see, I mean, the one, my old place as well. Like that
well,
was,
and your current place is a new build too, pretty much.
New-ish, yeah.
New-ish,
but like
yeah.
it's, yeah, there's no central air.
No reprieve.
Yeah.
So I mean, you're just here, Derek. You came at the worst possible time. Although you live in LA, so I mean, this is sort of like
LA is better. I mean, with the heat,
everyone
has
AC.
Yeah.
And also the humidity is so low that it just doesn't really affect you. The humidity here really fucks me up.
Yeah.
Because I've been going outside at, I don't know what it is in Celsius, but around 75 or 80 degrees here. And because the humidity is so high, I just feel wet and it feels really hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas in LA, it can be like 90 degrees and then I'll walk into some shade and it's like I'm almost chilly.
Yeah.
Right.
Because there's no humidity.
Yeah. We don't have that same.
It's more humid than I remember it.
Yeah. I mean, like I grew up in Ontario and it's extreme. I mean, it's so humid in Ontario.
Yeah.
But this is the podcast content people love when we talk
people
about
the weather.
But it is a Canadian show.
It's very
we're
Canadian.
We're talking about Canadian weather.
I do have some good news too. Yeah. Monday is, it's down to 40 degrees on Monday, not 42 anymore. So I think
that's
105,
Derek. So. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy for here.
Yeah. Way too hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're here for a while, though. You're here for the summer, you're thinking?
Not the whole summer, but I'm here for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So that's nice.
Okay.
You get to I get to experience the hottest days.
Because your partner was with you in LA for quite a while before this, correct?
For about 6 months.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, so you guys are really, you know. Are you? Is this like?
It's not bi-coastal, but it's up and down.
Yeah,
whatever
yeah.
that's called.
You get into the point where unicoastal. Yeah,
yeah.
Are you guys thinking like? Are you ever going to move here? Is that in your future? What do you? What you
I
know,
would I would
not
really
to put you
like
on the spot
to...
here with your personal life, but
he's got like the coffee mug. This really does feel like an NPR thing.
Yeah.
This is great.
No, I mean, yeah, you can't read about this stuff in the press normally. So you guys,
we gotta get it from
this
the source.
This is a more intimate interview than you know some of my other ventures. What I would really like is we've been in LA and we've been in Vancouver, and to continue the unicoastal theme, maybe we could go to Chile, something like that.
Oh wow, yeah,
that might be nice.
That could be nice.
Yeah.
Chile's the long one, right?
Or is very, that, it's very
that's
long,
the long one.
Yeah.
So you can all be in Chile. You'll be like up north in Santiago. She'll be down in the south in like Tierra del Fuego, and then you'll be.
We don't necessarily have to be together. We can.
That's what I figured.
We still want to live apart.
We
should cover all of our bases.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And in fairness, before anyone corrects me, I know Tierra del Fuego is an island. So you don't have to, you know.
Yeah, but that's fine, though. I mean, it still has a coast.
It's true. So, yeah. I mean, the whole thing's a coast, you could argue.
I do, okay, can I just bring this up?
If you want, I don't...
No, just so, one of our listeners, Mutt, sent us this, when, like Christmas?
I don't know.
I mean, we've had this...
I don't want to do it, so I...
No, I understand.
So I've blocked everything out about it. I don't know anything, I don't know, I have no knowledge.
No, I understand.
You guys were talking about this earlier and I wasn't listening, so I will now listen.
Okay,
to
this is a, it's called, it's Bean Boozled. It's these jelly beans.
Yes.
It's like a game, and you like, I mean, we don't have to...
It's not even a game, because it sucks.
Games can suck.
No matter what, it sucks. It's not even fun.
Games can suck.
I guess, but you know what I mean.
So, Derek, essentially what it is, there's
all I'm saying is you don't get anything. There's no reward.
There's a reward if you get the good tasting one.
But but then you could just buy the good tasting one.
So I'm going to just try the blue one here because the
blue one is easily the least of the bad.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So
right?
on the wheel,
you spin it and then you have to find a color, and the color will either be a good flavor
or
a
very
bad
nasty flavor.
So
I'm just going to try the blue one.
So the blue one could be either toothpaste, which is the bad flavor, or berry blue, which is the good flavor.
I mean, if it's toothpaste, it's like, whatever. Toothpaste is fine.
I mean,
mint.
I'm guessing it's going to taste bad still.
Yeah, I think the toothpaste one is a good safe.
But it's a good safe of all
the... I don't know which one...
The other ones are... There's not even another, like...
Milk,
good
maybe?
One. Yeah, there's stink bug, rotten egg, barf, booger, stinky socks, dirty dishwasher, dog food, spoiled milk, dead fish.
I'm honestly going to say, I think... Okay, so the dog food one is either dog food
or
chocolate pudding. I think that one could be good because, you know, I like chocolate, but, you know, the dog food might have like an umami flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Okay, so Stefan's going for it here.
That was toothpaste.
How is it?
It's not that bad.
Right, but it's not...
I'll do it. Actually, but I want to do a spin.
Yeah,
I
do a spin. Do a spin.
Okay, so Derek's going to do it. He's going to do the spin here. This is good content here.
It really just tastes exactly like toothpaste. Just a mouthful of toothpaste.
I'm going to hold it while I spin it here.
Okay. Okay, kind of. What'd you get?
I don't know. Dog food.
Oh, you got the dog food / chocolate pudding.
Oh, man, my hopes and dreams.
I think there's one in. Yeah, it's one of these ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's the brown one.
There's two of them in there, so choose wisely. What is it?
I can't tell. It doesn't taste like dog food.
So it's probably chocolate pudding. I guess
it's chocolate
then.
Pudding then, right?
I mean, I like that you it doesn't actually taste, like, it doesn't taste like chocolate. You're kind of sucking on it a bit, like you wanted the flavor. Like,
I want to know.
Scared of the bad
flavor. I want to know what I'm... What the fuck is this?
Well, there's a second brown jelly bean in there.
Yeah, so you can try
that
one
and see
one.
If that's like a different one.
Yeah.
Okay.
The toothpaste one is actually not that bad. It's just minty. Now, is there a difference in the... Okay.
Derek had a noticeable retraction there.
Is that one maybe a little...
Was that the dog food? I'm going to be honest. It smells like dog
food. Oh, I can actually smell the dog
food. Now, what I think is going on is I think they're both dog
food. Yeah, I think they are. Because after the first one, I was like, it kind of smells like dog food in here.
They're actually both dog food. The weird thing is it doesn't taste like dog food. It doesn't.
Right.
But it does smell
it
like
you can
like
smell it.
What is the taste? Is there...
Like good. You said, there's kind of... Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It tastes...
Oh my God, it smells like fucking like dog food.
It tastes sweet. It tastes like... It almost tastes like a red bean.
Oh, yeah. Paste. Okay. I like a red bean paste.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it does smell like dog food.
It was funny because when you're like, this has no flavor, I didn't know if I was just going insane.
I was dying.
I was like, it smells like dog food in here, kind of. So I wonder if he's eating the dog food, but you didn't have like a recoil. So I was like, well, I feel like if it was dog food, he would really hate it.
It really gets stuck in your teeth too. That's what's fucked up about it.
Well, and you're going to burp later probably. And then that'll be.
The And then I was so greedy. I had two.
You had
two. One of them should have been chocolate.
That's the thing, right? They
what
were
kind
both
of fucked up game is this?
They've all been bad.
The whole point is they come in these little bags. So like some of these other bags might have one in it that would be chocolate, right? Like that's the whole...
But that had... I mean, one of those should have been...
So this has one in there, so that could be chocolate. Like, we don't know.
The aftertaste is pure dog food. I really shouldn't have had both. I should have waited.
You
should have waited for the first one. Oh, man.
Do you need a drink?
I got the Dr. Pepper. Okay.
So you're okay.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
All right.
I think we're good.
Okay.
Dan, do you want to have one?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So I think the two, there's three in there, Dan. There's either strawberry banana smoothie or dead fish. It could also be peach or barf.
Oh, that's so gross.
Tutti Frutti or stinky socks.
Okay. Well, Stefan, you should tell like what it's supposed to be like before you put it in his hand so that we can. So which one is it?
That's
the barf or peach, I think.
Well, but these look really... Oh, no, that is. Yeah, that's either peach or barf. All right.
Or
it could be dead fish.
Peach is a little more translucent.
Let's see.
So that one is the dead fish
or strawberry banana smoothie.
Oh, but that's going to smell like fish in here. I don't even want that. I only have water.
Well, it could be good. Is it good? I think it's good. No.
Definitely not good.
What's the flavor, Dan?
Do you hate peach?
Again, I don't know. I don't think it's peach.
Okay.
No, so that one, it should be dead fish.
We're going to get the smell, I think.
Dan does not care for it.
Sugar.
Okay.
Maybe it's just peach then, right?
Could be.
God, what a disaster. John?
No, not me.
Come on.
No.
Come on, big guy.
So we've all only got the bad ones. So maybe the real prank here is there are no
They're
good
all
flavors.
Bad.
That would be incredible if that was the case.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan got the dead fish.
Oh.
Okay.
Dan is having a bad time.
They've all been bad, though. What the fuck?
Yeah, that sucks.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe it's like one bag is all bad. One
yeah,
bag
that's...
Is all
maybe. But they're not like labeled or anything, but...
Because it does say to like take them from different bags. Yeah. What?
Yeah. Is it... How is it, Dan? How are you doing? Is it...
Bad.
Yeah?
Yeah, that...
Oh.
Oof.
Okay. Well... Anyway, we ate some good food.
Yes, we did. Yeah, so let's talk about poutine because we talked about it, but we haven't really gotten into the review part of it, sort of. So so we got three different types of poutine. We got the classic, which is just your sort of Dan's picking it out of his teeth, which I feel like is probably the worst part of it. So there's classic poutine, which is just your fries, your gravy, your cheese curds. Then there was, we had a one called Galvaude, which was chicken, peas on top of your classic poutine.
Yeah.
And then we had butter chicken poutine, which is, they're all of the same base of gravy, cheese curds, fries, and then have the toppings on top.
Well, I guess the butter chicken didn't have gravy technically, right?
Well, no, that's true.
Yeah.
The butter chicken has the butter chicken sauce on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's start with the classic. Derek, what was your impression of just the sort of classic poutine?
It's good. The thing I always think about poutine is that if it was done right in America, I think it would be a huge hit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I don't think places in America really do it right. Or I don't know. It's kind of like a niche thing.
Yeah, like I've had it in Minnesota. Like I've curled in Minnesota, and the curling club in Minnesota had it, and it was good. Like it was good.
Yeah, but
it was like proper Canadian poutine.
But it's surprising to me that it's not a huge hit in America.
Yeah,
right.
It has all the ingredients, right? Like
Americans drink gravy.
Yeah,
they love cheese on everything.
Yeah.
But I think part of it might just be they don't know what cheese curds are.
Right.
Yeah.
And then that's another thing they're missing out on, really, because cheese curds like by themselves are incredible.
I think it's also too that I think it's aesthetically it looks bad and it's got a bad name. The name has poo in it.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of think of like, how do we, you know, like you said, Will Weldon talked about it on our main episode. Mm-hmm. He said for a while, in like the nightclub district of LA, there was a Smokes Poutinery, which is sort of like, you know, they're sort of like a Canadian chain. Smokes is not that good.
It's fine.
It's not great. But like he said, it just ended up closing. And I think it's just because people don't really know like what poutine is or, you know, so I think it's a tough sell maybe.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's this gravy and cheese on fries. And people would go, oh, I don't know.
I guess that's why, you know, they started saying things like disco fries.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That
they're like, you know, Americans love disco.
They love fries.
Yeah.
Put them together.
Yeah. But no, I agree with you. Like, I think especially too, like if you're a poutine place in America, like if you were just, you know, it's a easy, you could just do it with almost no ingredients. Like you wouldn't even have to offer varieties necessarily. You could
just have the classic. Yeah.
I think all Americans could enjoy this across the spectrum. You could go to Alabama and have a place called Trump Fries and people would eat it up.
Yeah.
It just has to be presented the right way.
Yeah. I think that's the main issue. Maybe we're onto something here. This is our new business plan.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's franchise.
I think the Smokes in LA, cause I remember going by it a few times, and just being like, it's just like it was a weird location for it. And I mean, I don't know where you would put it exactly. But I feel like you'd want to put it near some like more dive bars to me.
Yeah.
That's where you're going out for a night at a dive bar and then you're going to have some poutine afterwards. But this was like right in the middle of like Hollywood. Like,
that's part of the problem is it's not culturally there.
Yeah.
So whenever they do have a poutine place in America, it's like a novelty shop that you have to go to as like a tourist. Instead, it should be in a bar. They should just have it at bars.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like they're probably, if you went to like, you know, like a Cactus Club style restaurant or even just like a sports bar in a big city in the US, I think there's a chance that there's poutine on the menu.
Yeah, but it would be, like we said, it'd be probably shredded mozzarella.
Yeah, I don't think it would be curds is the
gravy
problem.
And fries, and you got to have the curds.
Yeah, I had poutine a couple times in like a nice bar in LA, and it was like, it was fine, and they used cheese curds, you know? But it wasn't
have that same
special.
Feel.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I understand that.
I mean, the Belgian fries, very good. Original.
It's solid.
Poutine.
I mean, we get it quite a bit. I live pretty close to it. Becca's poutine is like one of Becca's favorite meals or snacks or whatever you want to call it. So we're there a lot. It's a solid. I mean,
I don't feel like it's a meal.
No.
I mean, after eating it, I like it. It tastes really good, but I don't feel good.
No, you don't feel good.
No. It's not a meal. I mean, it's a meal sized like portion, I guess.
But yeah, you're right. Like, I don't think even when you go to like restaurants that have it on the menu here, it's almost always an appetizer.
Yeah.
Like very seldom are people like, yep, I'm going to tuck into poutine for dinner.
But even getting it as an appetizer is like a huge fuck up.
It fills up your body, but there's like no nutrients.
Not at all.
No, so, nothing.
No. So you just feel comatose or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
You feel turgid.
Yeah. And then combined with the heat, it's a bit, you know.
It's definitely
the hottest
like,
day on record.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hottest
the
day
hottest
on record.
Day in Vancouver history.
Yeah.
We ate a bunch of poutine.
Gravy and hot cheese. I think part of it too is that it is almost by definition like a late night snack.
Yes.
Like it's got that kind of feel to it where it's like,
it's
you
not
said,
an afternoon.
No,
thing,
it kind of makes
really.
You feel shitty. Yeah. You know, you're not going to tuck into it at lunch. Cause like you say, that's the rest of your day's fucked. I mean, we're recording on a Saturday, so it doesn't matter for us, but you know, you're not going to take your lunch break at work and go hammer down a poutine, generally speaking.
Right. The sun is, high in the sky on the hottest day on record. And we're eating poutine with hot gravy.
Yeah. Oh, we're stupid.
Very stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't worry, we will pay you for this episode.
So we got
paid me in poutine.
Well, that's also true.
We got two other
So we tried the classic. Yeah. Derek liked it, which is good. We both like it. So then we also got the Galvaud, which, Stefan, this was your suggestion.
Yes.
It had chicken and mushy peas on top.
Yeah. Very good.
Is that a French word, or what does that mean?
Galvaud, I would assume so, yeah.
I guess it is, yeah.
I can look up what it means.
Yeah, but I've had that one a few times before, the peas and the chicken. And I've had it with just the peas also. And I don't know, peas and gravy, it makes sense. And
I almost protested this one. But I didn't say anything, but because I was like, I'm going to go along with what they're doing. But
yeah.
At first, I was like, isn't this the plainest one?
Right,
that you could get, because it's just chicken and peas. I don't know. It sounds bland. Chicken and peas sounds bland
yes.
to me.
Yeah.
But then when we got it and I tried it, it was really good. I was surprised.
Yeah. It's a very...
Because the chicken is... It's not like dry.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's then, not like white chicken. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like pulled chicken.
The
almost,
peas were quite nice as well. And then, yeah, with the gravy and the cheese and everything, it's...
You guys were saying this is kind of the French... Or the Quebecois.
I mean, yeah, this to me feels very, one, very for sure. French. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, like even if you look at articles about it, it's all about kind of like getting it in Quebec. I mean, I'm looking at a picture of one in Quebec. It looks really good.
Let's see it.
It's got just like a lot of peas on it. It just looks really solid. Galvaud means, it's a verb. It means to sully.
Oh, so it's
like,
actually...
It's like you're messing up the mess.
A sullied mess.
Yeah, it's a sullied mess, Galvaud.
That's really
funny. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a variation of it that a lot of people know and love.
Going back to the America thing, I think Americans would eat more of this if it was just called mess.
Yeah, actually that's true.
Yeah.
And so they're almost there already with poutine if you just translated it basically.
Yeah, like if you started a restaurant just called like the mess or like the mess hall.
Yeah.
Like well, you got the little military, you give a discount to military people.
Yeah.
That would be cute. That would be real cute.
Yeah.
They got a thing in America called a garbage plate. You guys know about that?
No.
I cannot tell you what all is on there. I cannot remember.
Garbage plate?
Garbage plate.
Whoa. So what is this? This is...
Garbage plate. Okay. So, yeah, it's apparently known at a place called Nick Tahu Hots, which is in Rochester, New York.
Okay.
It's a traditional garbage plate. It looks disgusting. So it says it is a, explaining it to someone from outside of Rochester is a challenge because before you even get to the components and myriad number of combinations, people balk at the word garbage. The dish was originally referred to as hots and potatoes, and it started out as a sort of kitchen sink menu item, beloved by those coming off of the third shift or anyone looking for a third meal on the cheap. And so, yeah, it's the true garbage plate is at Nick Tahu's, and it consists of two sides, usually home fries and macaroni salad, with options of baked beans or French fries, and a protein, either two burgers or two hot dogs. But the menu has 10 options, ranging from chicken to fish to fried ham to grilled cheese. And so, yeah, so it looks like literally you throw two sides and two burgers on a plate. And then that's it.
The garbage plate.
The garbage plate.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, that like, so this picture of it right here, I mean, that looks disgusting to me.
Yeah, that's...
Doesn't look like something
but,
I would want to
but
eat.
But it is
Have
sort of...
Have you had one before,
It is sort of poutine-ish, though. Like, that does look kind of
poutine. I've not had that, but I've had a slinger, which is kind of like a garbage plate.
We're learning so much.
Yeah,
we're learning more. There's so many terms.
Disco fries, the slinger.
And these are all just like deformed cousins of poutine.
Yes,
yeah.
I would say so, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's a slinger? It's sort of a similar idea. It's just like
I don't know where the slinger originates from, but they have it in St. Louis. And I used to go to this place called Courtesy Diner. I get a slinger and it's they have multiple forms of slinger, but it's usually like hash browns, a burger or chicken fried steak and then covered with gravy and egg.
Okay.
It's a mess.
Yeah, so this
it's
one
a sullied
is
mess.
It's an American Midwest diner specialty. Typically consisting of two eggs, hash browns, and ground beef or another type of meat, all covered in chili con carne and generously topped with cheese and onions.
Right. I would get the country fried steak version, so I didn't care for the chili con carne.
Right.
Con carne version.
Right.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's...
I would love for our listeners to let us know
what their
local nasty food is.
Yeah, because so when you go to the Slinger Wikipedia page, it says, see also garbage plate, horseshoe sandwich, hot hamburger plate, Cincinnati chili, Loco Moco, and poutine.
So yep. Poutine is on there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know that Loco Moco is fucked too. I've seen it in Hawaii.
And we
as
know
well.
What Cincinnati chili is.
Loco Moco is white rice topped with hamburger, fried egg, and gravy. But you can also get it with spam, bacon, Kahlua pork, sausage, etc.
I can see the appeal of that, to be honest. There was one in there. What was it?
There was the horseshoe sandwich, which is an open-faced sandwich. So that's maybe what you had when you were talking about having the disco fries. It says it's an open-faced sandwich covered with fries and cheese sauce.
Yeah. Go ahead and click on that link. Maybe it'll even... Will it say disco fries?
It just says, open-faced sandwich originating in Springfield, Illinois. So, Southern Illinois.
Okay,
so there you go.
They called it disco fries.
Got it.
In my area for some reason. But I have heard the term horseshoe.
Yeah.
Before.
Okay. So, there you go. It consists of thick sliced toasted bread, a hamburger patty, French fries, and cheese sauce. So, it's like an open-faced hamburger
with fries
and cheese on top.
I mean,
it's nasty.
It definitely doesn't look good.
I will say.
This is very funny. Just sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
If you get a smaller portion with only one slice of bread, it's called a pony shoe.
Okay, that makes sense.
Someone just added that to the Wikipedia. That's unverifiable.
I feel like poutine doesn't deserve to be on the list with, you know what I mean? Like poutine has like three ingredients.
Yeah.
And they all go pretty well together, right? And then all these other ones are called like the crap sandwich.
Yeah.
Or the shitty dinner.
The bullshit.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I think they're all just relatives via the mess.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I guess there's an
underlying principle there. Obviously, in poutine, it's like better executed.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And cheese curds, you could argue, are like a top tier ingredient.
Yeah,
right? Like, I mean, if you get a good cheese curd, like, that's a tasty.
Yeah.
I mean, cheese curds on their own, in Minnesota, fried cheese curds is like a big
that you get there. Fried cheese curds. And they're very good.
Yeah. So the third one we got was the butter chicken poutine.
Yeah, which feels a little bit more of a Vancouver because we have a large South Asian population in Vancouver. So that feels a little bit more of a Vancouver special to me.
There was no gravy.
No gravy, just like literally just butter chicken on top of cheese curds and fries.
And it was great. It was very
good.
That
tasted really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you enjoyed
it. It was delicious.
I thought it was pretty good. You know, I feel like if I was going to get that, I would almost rather have it from an Indian place. Like, I feel like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the poutine itself wouldn't be as good, but the butter chicken would be better. And I feel like I'd rather have really good butter chicken as opposed to really good poutine ingredients. Does that make sense?
Yeah. The curry itself was okay. I like the combination, but like I was saying, it could be more spicier.
Yeah.
But overall, I think all three were
nice.
Good. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's one of the beauties of poutine as well, is that if you like the concept of poutine, the idea of just putting other messy food on top of it sounds good.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're like, put chicken and peas on it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And you're like, put butter chicken on it. Okay.
Right. Well, what if you had poutine and you put disco fries on it?
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, now we're talking.
Yeah.
Put poutine the and then top
in
it
the
with
middle.
a garbage plate. Or...
Yeah. Horseshoe sandwich.
I mean, we really, you could.
We could try that. We absolutely could. Yeah.
I think, you know, we were talking about this on the main episode with Will Weldon, but, you know, we sort of said the classic poutine is kind of the best because you're already, and Derek, you've sort of alluded to this, you're already eating like pretty bad food.
Yeah.
So to like put more bad, like you don't really, it doesn't need to be richer or like more
bad. You don't need
bad.
To go crazy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And this place does have those where it's like that plus bacon plus whatever.
It had pulled pork. It had, I think it had one with just chili on it.
Yeah.
Like just a big heaping spoonful
of
chili.
For me, I
that's
don't need
much.
It. I feel like if I'm already in the poutine space, like poutine already feels like it's not a bridge too far, but I'm close.
Yeah, I've accepted that I'm having diarrhea later tonight.
Oh, yeah, we all
but
are. Yeah, it's too hot outside.
I just want it to be like a reasonable amount of diarrhea.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have like...
I'd say the combination of how much
diarrhea.
We're sweating and the food we've eaten. And you guys have both had those beans. And Dan, too. I can't imagine
that's
going to be
Dan, how
great.
Are you feeling, Dan?
So Dan doesn't care.
Okay.
Diarrhea is normal for Dan, but for us...
Well, it's pretty... I mean, it hasn't been normal. I've been better with the... So I'm kind of welcoming an old friend back into the fold. You
that's
know?
Fair. I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it for sure. Is there anything else that we want to say about poutine before we get onto the quiz?
I mean, I like it. Derek, I think, you know, while you're still in Vancouver, I'd love to go to La Belle Patate with you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Compare the two.
Okay, so what's the difference?
I like LaBelle Patate.
It's more of a
better,
traditional gravy. So yeah. So in Quebec, poutine gravy is actually called sauce. Or sauce.
Right.
Yeah, sauce.
Like the Italians do.
Yes, exactly. Like they call, yeah exactly.
We like the Sunday gravy.
Gravy,
but it's which sauce. Is the sauce.
Tomato yeah. sauce. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So this is like the inverse of that, where, yeah, they call it like fry sauce or poutine sauce. So I think because LaBelle Patate is owned by Quebecois Exports, it feels a little bit more,
authentic.
Yeah, it's more of a traditional.
Yeah.
Because when you go to Quebec, actually, poutine gravy is quite thin. It's more of a, it's not it, like Belgian fries, the gravy is a bit thicker. It's a little bit more of like, if you went to a restaurant and you asked for fries with a side of gravy,
yeah.
it feels like that type of gravy. Whereas when you go to LaBelle Patate, it's more of that fry sauce. It's like a little bit thinner.
Yeah. yeah.
It's funny you say fry sauce because that's a different thing.
Yeah. Too. It's like mayo, basically.
That's
like
that's mayo what, yeah. and ketchup, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
God,
it's we're all
there's a whole etymology, just a world of like. I feel like you yeah. could get lost in a library and go insane from all.
We
the
pretty much have.
Food
I mean, that's pretty much been the last like 50 minutes of this show is yeah. us just getting lost on the etymology of.
That's right.
Messy
Someone should
foods.
Write like kind of a Lovecraftian thing where there's like an academic who starts researching poutine and then like just he in the end he just loses his mind.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel I don't know if this is the temperature, but I do feel much. Not stupider, but I feel like my thinking ability has gotten
that's your body and your brain communicating together and saying like you're in danger.
I'm
you're
like
going
dying.
To die.
Yeah. yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's fine though.
That's fine.
Whatever.
You can accept that.
That's okay. Yeah. yeah. What's the worst that could happen? I'm gonna die.
We've all got to die sometime.
Yeah.
Today.
It's true.
It might be right now. Whatever. We'll see. I mean, hopefully, I can do the quiz first.
Yeah.
Which I'm very excited for. Now yes. you didn't really have much time to write this.
No, I got the quiz is under control.
Okay,
So this is our typical Canadian quiz. We do this at the end of every Canadian episode we do.
Okay.
So here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 6 questions: 2 easy, 2 medium, okay. 2 hard.
The tragically hip.
You're going to that is not one of the answers today, but good guess.
Good guess.
So what you're going to do, Derek, is you're going to write down your answer on a phone. On okay. your phone so that you have it written down, and then you're going to both present your answers. The easy questions are worth...
Wait, I'm facing Stefan?
Yes, so you're playing yeah. against Stefan. Now, Stefan will beat you. The questions are sort of designed to be, you know, the hard questions will be moderate for Stefan. The easy and medium questions for him will be easy. And you get 1 point for the easy questions, 2 points for the medium, and 3 points for the hard. The top score among our foreign guests is Kath Barbadoro, who got 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 points. And Lydia Burrell had 1.
He had 1. He couldn't even guess the capital of Canada. Yeah. So all you have to do is get 3 points, and you will be the new head of the leaderboard. Okay?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So I will ask the question. You'll write it down. We'll start with the easy ones. This is question number 1. What was the last Canadian city to host the Olympics?
I don't say it out loud. I write
no,
it
you
down.
Write it yeah. down. Yes, exactly. And then you guys can both say it together once you have your answer down.
I'm locked in.
So yeah, you just let me know once you're locked in, Derek.
This is the easy one, right?
Yeah, this is an easy one, yeah.
Yeah, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Locked in.
All right.
Okay. Stefan?
Vancouver.
Derek?
Vancouver.
That's correct. Yeah,
nice.
Vancouver is
okay.
correct. So you're on the board.
Wow.
1 point right. each. Yep.
That
Vancouver
was
is right.
It's the only Canadian city I know.
So. You got it. Okay. And Derek, I actually feel like you're gonna have a good chance to tie Kath.
Wow.
Because I believe, you know, as a unicoastal, being in a unicoastal relationship, you should know this. To cross into Canada on the West Coast, you go through the border at which American state?
Well, you don't even have to be smart to know this.
I know, but these are easy.
These are the very easy ones.
Yeah, they're yeah. easy. We're just trying to get you on the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
Derek is looking at me like I'm
This almost sounds like a trick question. Like, I know it's not Arizona.
Yeah. Okay, Derek, I'll let you go first.
Washington.
That's the correct answer. Okay. Good job, guys. You're both at 2-2.
Okay.
Derek, you've now tied for the highest score ever.
Wow.
I feel good.
Okay, here we go. Question number 3. These are our medium questions.
Okay.
Fill in the blank. Newfoundland and...
That's the end of the question?
That's the blank. Fill yeah. in the blank. Newfoundland and...
I feel like I could put anything there.
You could.
You could, yeah.
You could even put the answer.
Yeah. I mean, Stefan already... He's got the
I
answer.
I got the answer,
here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what... Newfoundland and Canada. All right, no, hold on. No, wait.
I'll give you a hint. It is the name of the province. It's the full name of the province. So the province itself is not just called Newfoundland. It's Newfoundland and blank.
Okay. All right, hold on.
I think you could get this.
I think you could get it.
Yeah.
It's
going to be something you've heard of before, I think.
I've heard something in the shape of this, but yeah. I don't think I know the right
name. Okay. So, well, should we just... Derek, do you want to tell us your guess?
I wrote Prince Edward Island.
That's a good guess.
Good guess. That is a separate province, Prince Edward Island.
Newfoundland.
That's a real thing.
That is a real thing. Yeah. That is a real place.
That was good.
And it's not Prince Andrew, because he's the molester guy.
Yeah, he's a pedophile. Yeah, yeah.
It was Prince Andrew Island, and they rushed
up until this year.
Yeah.
Newfoundland and Labrador.
That's right, yes. Newfoundland and Labrador. Yeah, it's a separate area.
Okay, I mean, yeah, I heard of the dog.
Exactly. That's where it comes from. Okay, well... we've already talked about a couple of these so far, so we'll see, Derek, if you can get this. How many provinces does Canada have that would be considered maritime provinces? How many provinces does Canada have that would be considered maritime provinces?
Maritime is a reference to the time zone?
It's more a reference to the area, I guess. Like, there are maritime states as well. Essentially means like on the ocean. Basically.
I've never been to the East Coast.
Yeah, well, then you might be in trouble here. I'll give you a hint. You have just, with your last answer, named two of them.
Okay, I'm locked in.
Okay.
I might get this one wrong because I'm very stupid today. But I don't think I did.
I don't think you got it wrong.
Okay.
Probably.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Three?
Four.
It's four.
Fuck.
It's Newfoundland, Labrador, Prince Edward Island, Nova Scotia, and New Brunswick.
Yeah.
So very
three
close.
Is close though.
Three is close.
Yeah.
Good guess. Yeah.
Yeah, it is close. Thank
it is close.
Thank
yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay. Well, now we're on to the hard questions.
I might not get these.
These are worth 3 points each.
Yeah.
Last time Stefan got perfect. He got every question right. So he scored a full 12 points.
Yeah.
So we've been talking obviously with Poutine. We've been talking a lot about Quebec. Quebec's capital, Quebec City, lies on which river?
Man, I wish the question was, what was the capital?
That was a question last time. And it was an easy. That was an easy. This is a hard. So Quebec's capital, Quebec City, lies on which river?
I think I got it. Okay. Locked in.
I mean, I'm not gonna write anything. Is it the Ohio River?
No, it's not.
Is it the St. Lawrence?
It is the St. Lawrence River. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty well-known river. I thought you might
in
have
Canada,
a shot at it.
I guess,
yeah. I mean, it's a very long
It's a big
river.
Deal up here.
Yeah, St. Lawrence means a lot
to us.
It's
the Amazon of the Canada.
I'm gonna bet this one Stefan will get wrong. So I feel like, Derek, you may not have a shot at this one. It's not super easy. A lot of Canadians don't know it, but we'll see. We could be surprised.
Tragically Hip.
I wish I had got a Tragically Hip. Which rock band was fronted by Gord Downie? What is the tallest mountain in Canada?
Oh,
fun fact, it is the second highest in all of North America.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Fuck. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get this. Can I?
Here's a hint that won't help either of you. It's in the Yukon Territory.
Yeah. It's. Fuck. I'm going to know the name when I hear it. It's one, obviously.
Yeah, you'll know the name when you hear it.
Is it named after a person?
Yes.
Okay, one sec.
Sounds like one sec. Just let me Google.
Let me just think of a person.
Derek has just been frozen in place.
We can Google shit now. Is that is part of it?
It does look like Stefan's Googling it. He's not, but it does look like he is.
Okay, I'm not gonna write anything down
because you don't.
I don't, but I'll answer first.
Yeah, you can take a guess. It's the sister mountain to Denali, which is the highest mountain in same mountain range. Don't know if that helps.
No, it's the highest mountain?
It's the second highest. Denali is the highest mountain in North America.
Formerly Mount McKinley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this is in the same mountain range as that.
But it's in the Yukon.
But it's in the Yukon.
That's in Alaska.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I have no idea.
You don't know? And Derek, your guess?
Prince Edward Mountain.
Oh, good guess. It is Mount Logan.
Fuck.
A
okay.
Oh, Malcolm named after fucking Wolverine.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's the famous Canadian X-Men guy.
So true.
Yeah.
So good try. So Derek, you are tied atop the leaderboard with Kath Barbadoro with 2 points.
Yep.
Stefan, you got 9. So a little below your high of 12, but not too bad overall. So great work. Those of you playing at home, you can always let us know your scores. Doesn't mean anything, but you know, you can.
You should give them money.
Yeah, maybe we will. We'll give them. If we'll send them some poutine.
You know, honor system. If they get them all right, just give them, win Stefan's money.
That's actually a good idea.
That works.
If you beat Stefan, let us know, and Stefan will personally send you some money.
Yeah.
And yes, honor system, obviously.
Yeah.
Make sure you know, you're very honorable about it. Well, Derek, we're here at the end. Thank you so much for joining us. Before we go, is there anything you'd like to plug?
No, I told you I don't.
I know, well.
I don't have anything going on right now. I'm unemployed, so what I'll plug is myself.
Yeah.
If anybody's, if you're a rock star, if you're looking for a rock star employee, if you're a rock star kind of boss, you know, reach out to me. I'm unemployed. I need work. I don't know what's, if you're in the Canadian film industry and you want me to play a plucky, ugly American in your, was it CBC?
Yeah, CBC. Yeah.
Your CBC sitcom called Grover's Down or whatever, you know.
Green Dennis. Yeah. We'll hook you up.
Hit me up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. You have an album. You don't want people to listen to that, or?
It's an EP. They don't have to listen to it.
Okay. Well, Derek has an EP.
Stay tuned for the next EP.
There you go. Okay. The next EP is coming soon. You can follow Derek on Twitter. It's Derek and a bunch of numbers after it. I'll link it in the episode description.
How do you spell it?
Well, no, he changed it.
Oh, right. It is different. Yeah.
It's
like
Derek and then 10 numbers.
Specifically, so you couldn't, in this situation, be like, here, follow me on Twitter. I'm at. Like, right. You don't actually know what the numbers are.
So don't follow Derek.
Don't follow me.
Don't follow him.
It's not worth it. You're not going to like it.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you anyway, Derek, for joining us. It was great to have you on the show. Thanks, everybody, for listening and for donating. We really appreciate it. We love you and we thank you. And we'll see you back here very soon. Bye.
Bye.